The envoy's visit to Cairo was part of his ongoing efforts to end the conflict in Syria, which has been going on for almost 2 years. Mr. Brahimi has proposed the formation of a transitional government to run Syria until elections. He is urging the international community, including Russia, to support his initiative. On Saturday, the envoy was in Moscow, where he met with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, who stressed that a political process to resolve the crisis in Syria must be Syrian-led.
On our part, on behalf of the Russian Federation, we also maintain contacts with all parties involved in the conflict without exceptions. We are open to the idea to continue those contacts on all levels. We hope that as a result of such contacts, our position will be easier to understand because, as you all know, there are attempts to misinterpret our position.
The joint UN-Arab League envoy for the Syrian crisis, Lakhdar Brahimi, says the main hurdle in the resolution of the crisis is that the Syrians themselves disagree violently. And not only that, they even don't have the same analysis of what the problem is.
On the one side, the government says we are doing our duty, protecting our people against terrorists, who are mostly foreigners. On the other side, people are saying this is an illegitimate government, this is a family that has been ruling our country for 40 years, and it's time for them to leave, and that the only problem is that this family leaves power, and then everything will be easy. So they are not talking about the same problem. They are talking about two different problems.
Fighting continued on the outskirts of the Syrian capital, Damascus, on Monday, as government troops, supported by tanks, were reported to be trying to recapture a strategic suburb from opposition fighters. Mr. Brahimi warned of a worsening humanitarian crisis that this fighting could cause for Syria's neighbors.
We're talking about a city of 5 million people plus. If you have a panic in Damascus and you have 1 million people leaving Damascus in a panic, they can go to only two places, Lebanon and Jordan. Neither Lebanon nor Jordan can support, without breaking up completely, 500,000 refugees. So the magnitude of the problem that exists now and the magnitude of the problem that can exist tomorrow cannot be ignored.
The envoy stressed that the objective of everyone's efforts to resolve the crisis is to help the Syrians stop what he said is their descent into more and more bloodshed and chaos. And, he added, there are only two alternatives for Syria.
The only two alternatives that exist in Syria are a serious, credible, workable political process that is Syrian-led. The other alternative is a Somalization of Syria, with the consequences that can be easily imagined, not only on the Syrian people, but also on the entire region.
According to Lakhdar Brahimi, there is what he calls a valid basis for a reasonable political process to help the people of Syria out of their problem. However, he warns that time is, in his own words, passing by. Derek Mbata, United Nations.